that he was the only children. They are young neighbors, and Ruben has become the birds, the nest of birds, in his mother. And then there is a case of his mouth between Ruben's mother and Shimon's mother. And if Ruben, if Shimon wants to put a silver ladder near the cave cell because he wants to do some work at the cave cell, so the worry is that he has to be married Daudamis, because if he's not married Daudamis, so then a weasel might get on the top rung of the ladder, and then in 1 week it will fly to a nest of birds and will after that a bird. I mean, that's a Nimio is a higher time. So, the second thing is, there's a case of the Namaskiva Lavadam, which is it was assumed. In other words, he has a car coming out from the roof. So, if somebody wants to put a case out, so we cannot set up the case out within Lavadam is from the car. Because the God requires constant repair work. And if you put a cage there, he will not be able, he will not have enough space to put the ladder upon which he will be able to go up in order to put the work, the repair work, under God, under the school. Right. So it all comes within the concept of a Achokas Nishon. When the Mastis is the work of Yezid, I mean, it would be of great value to just to delve just from the point of view of mice into all the details that we learn in Penny for Yahweh. So if anyone would learn for Yahweh, so really think how to apply the mice, how to be kind of them, how to enable the mice. So then, he's not going to damage anybody, or to cause any inconvenience, or harassment anybody. But, probably, that most of us, when we learn, we don't immediately transfer it to the mighty. But you see, I mean, how cautious the person has to be, in order not to cause, in an indirect way, any damage. Indirect, and even though the Gemara says that it's given away, but it's still indirect. So even though it's indirect, so it's still called given away. In other words, if he puts up, in other words, he's not allowed to put a sword within the damage from the shaper, lest he weasel within the hotel. And then to get out and set up the ladder. So the weasel will get on the top rung, get them to jump into the nest of birds and up in the air. I mean, from the point of view of probability, I suppose, I mean, it's not very probable, but still, it comes within the halacha of Achokas Nishon. All right. When the Mastis Dvoit Rabbeinu, Dvoit Rabbeinu, So here too, why does the one who wants to set up a ladder near the ship, why does he have to keep going down the mountains? Let him say to the other shopman, listen, you watch out yourself. Make sure that no weasels will jump into the nest of birds and eat
大不言的。
什么是大不言的原因？我把那垃圾干净的让干了，我把那垃圾丢了嘞，对。我那没子吧，你莫那说嘞，压死的猴，你搞不搞中奖？我们做我不搞，哪位去了？为嘛这个专业的东西是标准？给你解答，你问什么会背的呀？你作为一家律师，你把在哪个专业的是？为那个函数的数学性的专业是啥？那是标准高的吧？我们学的没学的是啥？人家学的话很，是标准高的的啥？Because this Rashi says, now, we have a virgin word in connection with Machito Zilom Nabeya. It's a virgin issue that Rabbi Israel, because I'm Israel, and they have been more for Rashi's in connection with certain Masikin, that the more I say is Rabbi Israel's name. When does the more say that Rabbi Israel's name? So in connection with this, Mahina Sashua Nashima, she will take the Tanmio. So that's Omri, that's Gira. And then we have more. The cafe, Omidala Kambis, Omrabi Mashua, Omra Kambis, Omrabashika, Abir Mirakani Abramio, made the Rabbis in the early day. Papi Yune only measure only a papi. So Papi Yune was a poor man and then became rich. He built a palace, a beautiful building. Habe Hana Hatsuna Vish is Rusin. So there were certain papi seed dressers who are engaged in the work of crushing. Poppy seeds, that was they made oil from poppy seeds, or sesame seeds. So, and then they had a nice shushin, they had a nice apartment. Whenever they were pounding in mortar, they were pounding in mortar or pounding the poppy seeds, the sesame seeds, so the walls of the palace of Papi Yunoye started to tremble. Also the Kabila Rabashi, Omole, Kabila Mirafkale Abamino, Mr. Rabbi Yunoye. So that's correct. So that's a more question that where you do something that causes a certain trembling in the walls of another person, that's Yunoye. That's Yunoye. Now, here we have another instance in Gemara says the other way. Machikin Ashur Nasheva is with Tikvitsa Nio. And then there's Gemara Dr. Fuzai in Volunteer. So, Dr. Fuzai in Volunteer. See confusion now in connection with two tenants, two shchemim, a Bala Leo and the Bala Baris. So the one who occupies the apartment, the upper story, so whenever he pours water and washes himself, he pours water and spends his hand, so then water goes down and it drips into the bite. So that's Gerloy. So you know what I say, the dead is here. So we have a few examples of here. But how about, and then we have one example for Mahim Magierer, Rabesisch Heliker. Habaut und die anderen Sorten, die kannst du nicht nehmen. Machikin, Sakefel, Sagere, Lamisho, all those Musiken, die nicht Avis, Kassira, Gilroy, und es war Kassira. So rasch ist es, so ohne Schäden, die Bambanen, die das Gaun, der Horsch, ohne Schäden, die Menschen, die sind auch rasch. He says, when the master is the way of his, he told the same to the guilty, when he take a look of some of the day, he took a mirror, he can must this, the father of the day, and when the absolute is true of the shame there, the way of his, the way of his. So I'm worried, as she that when the mother says, when the master is the way of his, so it does mean that only this, the mother had the heart of is not in accordance with Rabbeisi. But the other is the other Mishnah. Can it go to Rabbeisi? That's the other Mishnah. The Mishnah of, let's say, of the Machikes HaKepes, the Zemel, the Samela, the Sassin, the Sassloim, the case of the Shechaveira, that, can it go on with Rabbeisi? One would be tempted to deduce from the Gemara. In view of the fact that the Gemara does the same way you must be in the way in connection with the Mishnah of the Zayin, where so many musicians are mentioned. And here it says, so doesn't that imply that all the other Mishnahs, so accord with the Gemara too? But this Mishnah, this is indirect. So that the Gemara thought does not accord with the Gemara. Gemara says, no, even this Mishnah calls it like this. Mashiach to know the other Mishnahs, so Gemara knew at the very outset that it is certainly a call with Hadith. And that's the Shikhet of the Rambam. But Rashi Shikhet is not like that. Rashi says, when you must listen to it like this, he probably said it in the beginning of the day, you know. So Rashi will find, how come that the Gemara only says when you must listen to it like this, in connection with this mission, the disorder of this mission. And tomorrow does not say it, does not discuss the disorder of other mission, so many disorder of other mission in the mission of your diet. Why doesn't tomorrow say it? So, the Ramban is indicted from that. The Ramban is indicted from that. Because the other mission is certainly a problem of this. Because the other mission is, the other disorder, let's say, Machikin is a kid, this way, as well, as another. The Sassi, the Sassoi, so you have the magic right there. The moment you set up the gadgets, so you have the magic. But the headache will occur later on. But the magic is there right now. So then the more you that it can call the community called the Ramah. But the more assuming that first in the Haramun, that the magic is a sort of shiva, our Amish is the ticket and meal. So he that could not call the community. Because you don't even have any mirrors here. Who is the man? The weasel is here. But if you set up the ladder, so yes, all of a sudden the weasel will appear and you climb up all the rungs of the ladder and then make a jump. But at the time when he sets up the ladder within the damage from the shade there, so there is no magic here. So it's not like Machik and Sakeret. Then we have already the mind. So then we more knew that it is general. This is the Rambanchi. But the more thought that Machik is a Sulam is not general. So the more says, even Machik is a Sulam is general. But Rashi is not like that. The Pope is simply guilty. And the Tea is on the soul of the way. He took a new age of Masisa, the battle of Jarvis, and the way they are absolutely so amazing about Jarvis. So the country, according to Rashi, so the bulk of the Masiki mentioned in the Mishneh, do not the golden Jarvis, Machikin Sakepes, Samisho, all these things, Samela. So, do not the golden Jarvis, but, the Gemara says, perhaps this too does not accord with Rabbeisi. This students might recall what it is. So you want to say, no, this is called what it is. This is called what it is. So that's where I am. So according to Rashi, oh, so beginning of the way, the Ritzi Mabuni, when you have a good issue of our bias man, the habit in one of them, the aid, Sheikh is the Suam Kot. Kot. Now, the more is the Kashi, Bok Omir, it's Ome, so why should there be a Hoke? Oh, my God, to be about Masne, say, Sinefe is Gome, been talking to us. So what is the more saying? So first of all, the Gemara says that Machikes Asuva Min HaShikah, suppose someone puts out the Asuva within the Adamas from the Shikah, and as a result of that, so the weasel appears and gets on top, on the top rung of the ladder, and then jumps to the bird cousin and is masked. So it's from the result, that's how it's masked. But so the Gemara says, "Amar Afturi Amaste Zeki Simeres Gomi Zok Masi." Gomi Tiz is not the Masi the Daim; it's Gomi. But Gomi Zok is also Masi. So we see from this Gemara that in order to be considered Kilei Kalei, it's not necessary that he should be considered a Masi the Daim, even if he's only a Masi counting Gomi. So it's also considered because here the Gemara calls the Sulam. Near the Sheikh, the setting up of the Surah, near the Sheikh, it's Gomit. And still, it's Girdalay. So we see that Girdalay, definition of Girdalay is not Mahi Gagai. Gomit. And something that is not Girdalay is even less than Gomit. Let's say, when you are the Tayyar Yuan. So, and then ultimately, to undermine the foundation of the Bayan. So, that's not even Gomit. That's not even wrong. So this is, so he says, Kome Bizomas, Vafiru Le Mandona, to be doing in the Ligami, to put on the Shalai, also in the Ligami. O Shebo, the Hami, Kome, the Hazi, Chaveva in the Ake. Chaveva in the Ake. Now, it's a very strange Rashi here. Kome Bizomas, Vafiru Le Mandona, to be doing in the Ligami, but Rashi says that Omer is also there in the collective mandoma, the Talmid is Kome. But the question is this, even if we say that Talmid is higher, so only Talmid is higher, but Kome is hurt, what? Because Kome is more as. Between Gami and Kome. So, all the Shekin give one text that Gami is one thing and Kome is another. What is the distinction between Gami and Kome? So, about their machines. But all the Shekin agree that it's two separate entities. Gami is one thing and Kome is something else. Both Gami and Kome so have the common aspect. The common denominator of Gami and Kome consists in the fact that it is not a mamish mazik yodai all the way, but gami, whatever talents you accept. So our variations, Tesis here mentions two machines by the Gavim. So according to all the machines of the machines, so gami is closer to mazik yodai than Gomi is more remote. And Gami is closer to Matzah Milah. But Tami is one thing and Kami is something else. So why does Rashi say, Vahim Mandom Adol Doim Dinei the Tami, Upotam Nishalei, Oso Mikre. Oso Mikre. So the Rambam says, in Shittas Rashi, that Rashi is Chelik Adol Kishim. The Rashi is Chelik Adol Kishim. All the Rishayim will say, that there is a basic distinction between Gami and Gomer, and even the Madom Anawi passed to Gami is higher, like Ramea, but Gomer is smaller. Rashi Shitti is something else. Rashi Shitti is that Gomer and Gami is higher. And when Ramea says that Gami is higher, so according to Ramea, Gomer is also higher. It's a very strange thing. The Yamshi Shleitim will come here, so he's massive against that. How can anyone say that? I mean, Kamo prices, like Mishasa Kalvich of Abir and Kaviri, Pirit Gilad and Davis Kaviri, that is put in the world of Shemaya. So, how can we even conceive that according to Rameya, the Gamit is higher, so we know these Gomez is also higher. So the Yom Shoshanim from the Kabbalah says that Rashi is made that there is a distinction. That there is a distinction between Gami and Gomer. So then why does Rashi say, Vafiru Mandoma, Yolim Doim Dini Gami, Upotam Nishalei, Oso Mikrei, Uchshepo Lahami, Gomer Lahazi, Chabir Yaki. I mean, this Rashi tends to indicate like the Ramban's Pshat Rashi. Of course, the Ramban is Masik, it's Chilkan Rashi. But this is the Pshat that the Ramban mentions in Rashi. And the Yamshi Shleimer says it's inconceivable. But doesn't this Rashi indicate that way? Because if Rashi Shite had been that Kromi is one thing and Kami is another thing, so here we say Kromi is Oki is also. So we have to say, according to the Mashal, I mean, he doesn't point it out in the Mashal. But we have to say that according to the Mashal, so Rashi Shita is that only Gami is considered terrible, not God. Rashi Shita is also that there is a distinction between Gome and Gami. There is a distinction between Gome and Gami. But Rashi Shita is that you see, the other Rishayim hold that in order to be considered Girgalay, he doesn't have to be Masik Milayim, he doesn't even have to be Gami. If he's a regular Gome, it's also considered Girgalay. Even a Gome is not Gami. So Rashi Shita is not like that. If it's a regular Gome, not Gami, so then it's not considered. If it's a regular Gome, not Gami, so then it's not considered Yerkalei. But when the Gemara says that this and that is common to Zokin and Zosia, and that Yerkalei, the Gemara just didn't say Yerkalei. So the Gemara means, what kind of Gome? The Gome of Gami. That is Yerkalei. But the Gome that is not Gami is not Yerkalei. Now, so then it will follow from Rashi. Since Rashi equates Gome and Zokin and Zosia with Gami, and he says, Vafiru Mandoma, doing Dinidi Gami, Uporta Kumishal, is also literally Uchebo Laham Kwon, Lahazik Haveir, is Haveir Nakedi. So that means that it's only Osa Gami is Osa, but Kwon and Akami is not Osa. How can Rashi say that only Gami is Osa? But Kwon and Akami is not Osa. What is the price in Akami is Dalu Kwon, Hore is a reason. Now, what does it mean? Chayim Shemayim. So that took shot from Chayim Shemayim. You can explain Chayim Shemayim in two ways. Either Chayim Shemayim means that he's banished from Shemayim. If somebody is Pirus Gedal with Behemoth Chaveira, and then as a result of the Pirus Gedal, the Behemoth Chaveira walks out of the stable, and then he gets lost. So he's banished from Shemayim because he didn't have it. Or the pshat in front of the Chayim Shemayim is that he's not here to pay the Shemayim. But Bezdin cannot Limit attachment, that is the chosid. This we cannot force it to pay. But it's a real chiyuv. The sheet on the meal is the Yorokamah that Dalvon makes this on Totem Lot Chayim Shemayim means not only that he is Nevin Shemayim, of course he is Nevin Shemayim also, for every Avele there is a Nevin Shemayim. But it means that he is Mechuyev to pay to reimburse the owner for the damage that he sustained, the loss he sustained. And it's a real chiyuv, and really, in Bavakami, in Pilkachene, so he says, it's a real chiyuv. He says, if somebody is Pilkachene, he's going to be famous Chavir. Or if somebody is Bishasi Chavve, shall Chavir be Chavir. He incites a dog, and then the dog bites. So then, it's a real chiyuv. It's not nigger in order. It's not impossible. But it's a real chiyuv moment. And if he doesn't pay, he's posleitis. It's like somebody who owes money, who borrows money, and who refuses to pay. And he says, I don't want to pay. So he's a gazlan. So here too. So how can Rashi say, Gromi Bitzok Posa Zesina, Gromi Bitzok Posa, I call me Gami. But Gromi is not in Osea. But Gami is Osea. So Rashi says, Loi mi boye kot mandona, the Gami is higher. So certainly it's Osa. But if the Mandola is Hilkana and says the Gami is Potea, so still it's still Osa, but Gami is Osa, but Gami is Buddha. And in order to be considered here delay, it must be Gami, not Gami. But the Gemara says in Bobakami, Dalit Gomi Moe say so. Potam Rodom Bihaya Bidini Shomari, Bihaya Shomari. Now the Mir in Bobakame says at that price that the Chiyuv in the Shemayim, the Talmud Vav, and then according to Mir, not that can the Talmud Vav. It applies to every Grom. But that Chiyuv, let's say here there, the Shavere, and it's the sum of the Shavere. So when it's a Chiyuv in the Shemayim, according to Mir, Chiyuv in the Shemayim means it's a real Chiyuv, but not only other. It's not Mikvez. And it's not possible to have given it according to the Mir. So the Midrash says that is only if he's mischabalas. If he's mischabalas, but if he's not mischabalahazik, then he's what? What's the Shabbat? So in other words, the question is this: the Gabi must be a dying when there is a few in the Yodom. So then we say, well, the word lay off, which is crazy, whether he is mishalazi or he's not mishalazi. So regarding the Chiyuv in the Shemayim of Kone, should also, there should be no difference between mishalazi and mishalazi. So the obvious pshat really is when someone is mazik or dying, so even if he's ashamed, he doesn't intend to do it, but if he does it, so he's a mazik. Mashiach came when someone is not mazik and dying, but he does an act that ultimately results in damage to somebody else. So if he's mishaving, if he has the malicious intent to be mazik, then he's considered again. But if he's not mishaving, he's not even considered again. He's not considered a mazik altogether. He's not considered a gerev, because many things are done by people unintentionally that ultimately result in harm to others. So you would say that he is a mazik. You would say he's a mazik. In other words, maybe when a person has a cold and he walks in the street or visits certain people or attends a wedding, so he's mazik. But he doesn't intend to be mazik everybody. So when someone is mazik, you're dying. So then, whether he's mishaving or he's not mishaving, if he's only a gay man, let's say, he opens up the door, because he wants the behemoth to get lost. This is considered a matter. But on the contrary, but if he does it innocently, he doesn't realize. So there is nothing considered a matter. There's a challenge. So in the way, here, when Rashi Shita says, we raise the question against Rashi, Roman Mizor Mosa, Bakhiro Mandola, is also weaker. And according to the Yavashi Shlomo, we have to say that according to Rashi, which kind of Roman Zosera, we have to say, only the Roman Gamil, but the Roman Nakami, real Roman, is not Zosera. But the Gemara says that Yavu Roman Mizor is a partner of Chayim Shemayim. So, certainly also is Chayim Shemayim. The answer is, the Mizor says that when the Gemara says Chayim Shemayim, only if he's mischaved, he opens up the door of the stable with the kapole, that the behavior should get lost. So there is a mazik. So but of course then he has to be aware if he's mischaved to the mazik. Mashe'uke, here is mishnes. We say, machikis ashur ashura. Suppose he sets up his law within the Dalai from the chamber. Does he have the malicious intent to cause damage to the enemy? To the aiming of the nest, of course he doesn't get that money, but he's the cause of it. He's the cause of it, so he's not allowed to do it. So why isn't he allowed to do it? Because it's more than one. It's got me. So it's closer. It's akin to massive life. Got me is akin to massive life. That's why it's so certain to life. Mashiach, if it's not got me, it is just coming. So, and it's not this habit, then there's no mistake. But that's a big chiddush in us. Okay. Omar Rabbeinu, Havelei Kabbalism. Kabbalism, Havelei Hanukkah. Kabbalism own palm trees. The Havelei also women the Yasu Tussar. So, the Machizi down the blood letters. So, he used to come there and they bound and they did their work. So there was a lot of blood and the bounds. So that attracted the ravens. You also say a bit after God. So it attracted the ravens and the ravens came and they in order to eat the blood. This, so once the ravens were there, they so once the ravens made an appearance, so they sat down on the palm branches, and then they damaged the dates. Omar Rabbeinu, so Rabbeinu said, "Afikulu kotamor." Now this says that it's not. damage and was useless to Rabiensi. On the Apale, Vocomeo, in other words, and we passed him like Rabiensi, the Vanity Rath, the so then let Rabiensi take care of himself that he shouldn't be damaged, or let him just avoid this nuisance. He doesn't like it, let him get into the house and that's it, and violence. I mean, So again, this common is up. So according to most shaking, even Rome and Naka is considered Yerodoei and Kabiesi is Lady, that are Mazibah is Hatsme, and according to Rashi, only Gami, I mean, the way the Yam just laid it. So it's very difficult to explain Rashi, that Rashi Shiti is the Kohen Gami Tzayah. It's from this Rashi, it's alright, I mean, Ramban says so, but the Yam just laid it says that according to Rashi, there is also a difference between Kohen Gami. So that according to Rashi, only Gami is general. But Kome, regular Kome, not Kami, is not general. So how can it be explained at all? But it wasn't that Abhisev started to protest the first time they did. At first, he showed a lot of patience with him and did protest. But later on, he became unbearable for him. So he protested. So he already acquired the Chazokim. But I'm not sure. In other words, the Chazokim says that not that only Zokim have no Chazokim, but only certain Zokim, like Kutre smoke, have Chazokim. The Rashi don't have the Zaki said. Omalei, only these Nizikim and not other Nizikim. So here we have more than precious that one is not allowed to smoke in the presence of other people. And even if he had a chazaka, he accustomed himself for years to smoke in the presence of other people so that other people can escape. It's a simple event. So, a rebellion and the Talmidim smoke does not mean that it's up to him. If it's against the deed, it's against the deed. The story is told about Sikhism. Was a big Talmidim, and he liked to smoke. So whenever there were people, so he inhaled all the smoke in himself, in order that no smoke should come out. Alright, so he actually, it's not a shy that whether he's allowed to do that. But certainly to smoke and to exhale the smoke so that other people can be damaged is against it. And the Ramah says that if somebody smokes, I mentioned the Ramah, he says it in the spirit of all the king, but it's on this Gemara that he says it, that if somebody he maintains a mask, or let's say he maintains something that produces smoke, so he's in there after a half an hour, and he's in there with the new mosquitoes. And he's mistaken, because these are difficult to seek. So there is no chazoke. What other is it in the least chazoke? Only Hamel and the D that needed that toy. He could throw this at his own. In other words, since I'm very sensitive, so the blood, I'm sensitive to the blood or to the disturbances made by the ravens, so immediately it's considered like a hezekabua, and like it's an unbearable hezek. In other words, the cloud is that if it's an unbearable hezek, it's a great nuisance. So then there is no hazard. But if it's a minor nuisance, so then there is a hazard. So these are considered great nuisances. Not minor nuisances. Quindi la chiesa da ancora a io ricevere questa cosa che prende in cuoca affitto il problema un titolo in campo già ottiene il mio il controscio questa chiesa è stata mercata di mio le mani c'è tacco io poi chi si sa allora So when does the Mishnah say? When does the Mishnah say that Machkim es asur minashevera only? So he says only. This is that. I mean that this is what Rosh does. That I never born this.
anyway, except if it's massive the time damage, or so that has got me. And then the Shite, the other pole, the Shite of Avshule Goyen, that everything is there already, except Timon and Bailey. So, and Mishro is not the other way, so the Gemara has reference to the case of the Tehah, but it's not his Tehah. And then we have the Shita of the Rambam, that in connection with the Ephes and Melech, when the Mazik is there right now, when the very outset, when he sets it up, when the Hesek will take place later, that is the way. Even though it's not Mazik the Dynamish, and even though it's not Rami, and even though it's not in Roman. And then the heat ultimately results in some damage that it's massively damaged, not massively damaged, and it's not even gone. But it's still given away as long as he sets up a mask as the entity, the mask that. Well, Mashiach came by Haro, so the magic is within there yet. The Haro becomes, when does it become the source of Hesed? After the Dveil intervenes. After the Dveil intervenes. So, now again, you see. Tesis, I know the Dalai, the less Tesis, so said, like the Rambam, the Dapshe does not come within the category of Machos Nezor, because it's only negative involved. But Tesis, when the stamps of the Kabyesi is Chayli, and this Tesis is also Chayli. Because he says to Kashi, take the poor Chayli, you can be Dapshe, but according to Rabbi Shoyer and above, according to So Dapshe doesn't even come within Hachokas Mizotni. And there is no Sus Dapshe, a vested right of Dapshe, except in the case of Rokach Namelech or Azif and Mahedka. So we see that Tetzves Al-Dale holds the Dapshe is not based upon Hachokas Mizotni, but on the base, the two Tetzves, the Tetzves of Amasra, the Tanastomelech Abesi, and the Tetzves of Hokomero, both hold that Dapshe comes within the category of Achokes Mizotni. Zeh Sivar is going to talk to us, Umikom Esafir Aydoch, Keich the Potter, there is a correction, but the back, Keich the Potter, Hoche Nam Limuf, Hoche Mashman, and Baruch Mizot the Potter, the Chimi Vere Yitzar Elo, Zohar Bnei Rishakar, who you touch with Baruch Mizot. Now we saw yesterday that Shiva Rambam means that the reason is why Rabbi says that Misali is Kota, because Rabbi Shiva say that Gami is Kota. But we passed in the Gami is Chaye, so the Misali also says is Chaye. But I said at the time, I said that the thesis is Chaye, that the thesis is the Rosh. And they say that the Misali also says is not Gami, that's Kota. It's Chaye Kota. So if Uve brings in, let's say, pears, potatoes, and he puts it in Chilean's language, Chilean's called the Shoebashus. Alright, Shoebashus. So then, if, let's say, Shimon's behemoth, or one of Shimon's men, walks and he slips because of the potatoes that he put, so then he put his height in the order, so it's a bear. A bear for Shimon. No one slipped, no one got hurt by slipping on the Perez, but the behemoth ate the Perez. And then, as a result of eating the Perez, it was injured by him because of eating the Perez. So then, the one who placed the Perez, and she was the shoes, wasn't it? For the damage caused to the behemoth as a result of eating those Perez, because it's only common. Here, it's not behemoth. It's not bear. Bear is when the behemoth gets hurt through the takor. But here, the behemoth ate the parents. So he didn't slip. So anyway, it's not bear. So it's coming. But we do not say it's gabi, it's higher. We say it's pot. We know that some of the people is have bear in the pot. We shall eat a bear. We shall eat a block of all. In other words, somebody gives the chavash of the cotton, he gives him coal, and then the chavash of the cotton, they leave. With the fire, with the coal. So the one who gave the coal, the Avraham, aged the chavash of the cotton, so he's for the who picked them to become Shabbat, and the Hebrew gets lost. The king becomes Shabbat, and the way he came, he's the Lord of the Chathos. The Lord of Yipzer, who are the Potter, the Holland of the Achilles, who are Shabbat, and the Havon Amikon. Suppose someone, let's say, comes into a room, he enters somebody else, and starts crying in order to fight with the person. And that person gets sick because of the fight. So he doesn't have to pay this exactly for Shem's patients. Why? Because he didn't do any lying. He was only a gayer. So we see that certain promise are put there, and certain promise, the Gemara says, Gami is high. So the question is, what's the difference? Why is one called Gami and why is the other called Gom? ומה צריך לדעת מה מקום לגבי כמה פרישים יהודה וזנב שהם הולכים סתם אלו שזה בכלל שזה לא אוכל שפות if you inside it. A dog, and then the dog bites. So the one who inside the dog is for the ויש לי פתאום, מה יש לי כל כמה לדעת לגמי כי נחת לי אחת לי. That is the last and most of if somebody, let's say, if someone from the Malchus is looking for the tenant of Reuven, and then Shimon is a good citizen, and then he points out to the Amos, he points out where he can find Reuven standing. So he's hired to pay because God didn't know he didn't do anything. The Amos took away the Tevet. Moshe is hired with a Gami. Why is Moshe more of a Mazik than Shizu Mikhele? ויש לי טעם, מה יש לי כל חנן בלי גבי, פנח לאחוי אל הגרבסה, ומה ידון על השולחני, ומצורה, לפרד, suppose, Reuven comes into a banker, and he shows him a dinner, and he asks him, somebody wants to give me this dinner. I want to know what that is. It's counterfeit money or only genuine money? So the banker is an expert. He takes a look and says, it's genuine money. And then so he accepts it from the other person, relying on the judgment made by the banker. And then it turns out that the banker made a mistake. Because of that, he sustained the loss. So the banker is going to pay. Why is that more of a mazik than Shizu Mikhele? Umar ibn Shukam ibn Zorah, Vi dico c'è un'idea, a un'ora da vecchia, in altre parole ci vede da fondare. And then it is told to put up together a dozen, and then it is for silent, so he has to pay. So the Balakara is the pet. Vidona Sadi, the Hyperabia, who knows of us, we are the. Suppose, women and children, two litigants, two Balibori, they have been told before he died, and she, Ruben claims, let's say, $1,000 from Shimen, and then the dying passes. That Ruben has to pay Shimon $1,000, and even though the dying didn't be a dying, collect the $1,000 from Shimon and give it to Ruben. If the dying is here in Sechel Chosov and be a dying, he takes away $1,000 and gives it to Ruben, so then he's imagining the dying, then it's not coming. But suppose he just finishes a judgment. Chaim Atomikulem, Elosus. And then it turns out, so he came. He complied with the psak of the dying. And then it turns out that the dying made a mistake in the judgment. He wasn't hired to pay. So the halacha is, don't satin, and he made the toys, so he has to pay. Why is that? Why is he more of a mazik than the Nisa Saramovis of the famous Chaver? In other words, and we're not talking now about the worth of the paper. The worth of the paper of the promissory note is less than a penny. No one is concerned about the value of the paper as paper. But Ruben lent Shimon $10,000, and Shimon gave Ruben the promissory note, the shtar. Then Levi comes and takes the shtar and tears it out. So because of that, he will not be able to prove. He's dead. So he has damage. So the anyway is hard to pay. But we're not talking now about the value of the paper. Who cares about the value of the paper? We are talking about the Shibuti. As far as the Shibuti is concerned, he wasn't massively dying. He's still massively dying. He still owes him $10,000. Only thing is, it will be difficult for him to collect because he doesn't have his staff to show him. So if let's say Shimon bought from Ruben $10,000 and Shimon gave Ruben a promissory note, the shtar, the amount of $10,000, and then Ruben sells it to Levi, that promissory note, and then Ruben waives his debt to Shimon, so the halacha is that Levi, who bought the promissory note, the shtar, cannot collect from Shimon. So Ruben has to reimburse Levi on the basis of coming, and here we don't take all the results about that. So the question is, what's the difference between Gami and Gomi? Bechile Gami in Sobo Shmeach. Bechile Gami Chaye, Bani Shei Tzibu Hasbe, Zibu Mechabe Levi. That's one motion in there. That the distinction between Gami and Gomi is in Gami. So the person himself does the hezek. In Gome, somebody else does the hezek. But the person just causes. he activates another person to do the, another person or another being or another factor to do the heaven. For example, Mishase Kaumi Shokhabel Rechabel. So Ruben incites a dog against Shimon. So who does the heaven? Who does the heaven? The dog does the heaven. Ruben only brought about a heaven by the dog. But Shimon came by saying, so who does the heaven? Ruben himself does the heaven. That's one. One right here. So he says, now, didn't come with high one, she is who asked me about how it. But, Nathan Samamov, again, Nathan Samamov is in Ruben Samamov. So Ruben puts down in the stable, or in the spirit, they don't make a difference, Sam, before the him of Shem. So, does he do the Hezek? He doesn't do the Hezek. Then the pain that she sees something that looks like food, she grabs it. So who does the hezek? The behemoth does the hezek to itself. Doesn't have sense. So the behemoth does the hezek to itself. And who may only manipulate it? The behemoth should inflict the hezek upon itself. So that's all. That's what I'm going to have to mind. Machine can see the show. So he himself does that. It's not that he manipulate that something else, somebody else, some other being should be there. Then there is another thing. The other criteria is that Gamini, the criteria were of Gamini vis-à-vis Gome, it consists in the fact that the hezek is taken. Now, for example, say the shalom is. So when does the hezek occur? The hezek occurs immediately, the moment he burns the shalom of chavei. So he loses all the evidence of the death. So the hezek is immediate. All right. Now, so hakel kosh. So that two mishayes he understands. One wash is that the distinguishing feature of Gamini is that the person himself does the hezek. In contrast to Gomer, where the person just manipulates that somebody else or something else should be led. The second wash is the distinguishing feature of Gamini vis-à-vis Gomer consists in the fact that the hezek is done right now. The hezek takes place right now. So let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning he is mishase the kelly, and then the kelly bites him 5 minutes after that. So it's not. The hezek doesn't take place until later. It doesn't make any difference how later, whether it's daily or weekly or 5 minutes later. So it's very strange. It's remarkable. After all, Tesis mentioned so many examples of Kong. Mosera, Dorisadin, Maritino Shukhani, Nitzarav, Nifrotzarino Nidelia. So, Tesis was the test about all these examples. And Donas Hadin, yeah, Tesis was the test, but Tesis only asks from Tiras Atom, while Vice asks me of the Torah. So, in other words, suppose somebody asks the Shah whether certain parents are Tome or Tome. Yeah, the Shah would say, it was the Shah would say, in Sophic Tume, Gershus Ayoch. And then he came to the Dayan, and he asked the Shaila, are my parents Toyo or Tome? The Dayan passed the, since it's a Sophic, he didn't know the Shusha Yochi. So it's still Toyo. What is the mistake? Sophic Tome Shusha Yochi is Zeikar Tome. But the Dayan already passed it, Ruve, that the parents are Toyo. So what do you do? What do we do? So that is no hezek, because after all, what kind of hezek occurred as a result of the diamond making a mistake? If it stopped, so it was always stopped. It's not that it became tome because the diamond made a mistake. It became tome because it became tome. But the diamond made a mistake, he thought it was tome. But suppose the diamond told him, your parents are tome. So then they immediately hurried home. Well, the diamond told me the parents are tome. So he mixed them with the other parents that heretofore they were there. Because he thought that these parents are there. Now we found out that these parents are male. So because of the mixture, so all the other parents that were Toya before became contaminated. And who was the cause of all that? Who was the cause of all that? The cause of all that was the diet. So it's Chayim Tzakami. So he has the kashe, but according to the first portion of the Levi, so he shouldn't be Chayim. The first portion of the Levi says, the distinguishing feature of Amin is that he is the master. In contrast to Kohen, where the person, let's say Ruben, manipulated somebody else, shouldn't plead the hezek. Now here, why should we consider Amin according to the first question of the Levi? Who really contaminated the parents? The Balabais contaminated the parents. But the Daniel manipulated through his choice, through his mistake. He manipulated. He brought about a self inflicted hezek by the Balabais. So it should be Roman, not Gami. Why is it Gami? And the common second portion also. So the hezek didn't occur at the time the Daniel passed me. The hezek didn't occur at the time when the Daniel passed me. But the hezek occurred later on when the Balabais mixed these pairs with other pairs that were originally toying. So it should be called a wise account. All right, we understand the kashi of tensions against the Levi very well, but the question is this: why does tensions only ask this item, the implication being that all the other examples that tensions mentioned, like Torah Sabini, there is no difference. You should ask from Torah Sabini to he only asks from here as a topic. But from Dona Sardini, in other words, Ruben and Shimon had been told for the diet, and Ruben claimed the $1,000 from Shimon. And then the diet passed that Shimon has to pay the $1,000. And the diet did not take a real diet. If you took a real diet, it would be magic diet, not more than that. But all the diet did rejoice. Said, higher up on the lay Jesus, he said to Shimon. And then she met. So, faithfully, complied with the psak, and he gave Ruben $1,000, and then it turned out that the diamond mistake. So who really did the damage? Who really did the damage? Shimon himself inflicted upon himself a loss of money by complying with the psak of the diamond. But the diamond brought about a self-infliction of hazard. So he could have asked the same question. Why was he asked only from Tiras Adonai? And then, why doesn't he ask from Moser? Moser is all right. What is Moser? So, who does that true hezek? The Amos. What did the Jew do? The Jew, Shimon only pointed out the place of the Teben of Ruben. And then the Amos took it by force, the Teben. After he just showed him, you go here, you find who is there in this storage house. So that, from that he doesn't ask. He only asks from Tiras. Now, so the Ramban in Kutras Gaoni says that Moser is so the moment. The Jew is missing a moment, even though he does it only verbally. The moment he reports of Moment Chavere to the Amos. So it is just as if you pray. Because does it make any difference to the owner of the heaven whether the heaven will be burned or the heaven will remain intact? But his rights are taken away. So the moment he tells the house of the heaven, so the heaven becomes confiscated in him. So he doesn't have any status. So Mazik does not consist after taking an axe and break the thing. Mazik does not consist after in the act of throwing Tevin, let's say, into the yam. The Mazik consists in the fact that he takes away the proprietorship, the possession from the owner. The moment he reports to the owners that Ruben Stephen is over there in that place, so in that moment it's confiscated. So the Hezek takes place at the time, and he is considered a master. I mean, that's what Rambam says. But the question is, that's all right, that we can understand in connection with Moshe. But how about Don Sadin? How about Don Sadin? So, why is Don Sadin better than Tiras Atomic? So, obviously, by Don Sadin, it's considered that Hezek takes place at that very moment when the Dayan passes, the Shimon is hired. When the Dayan says to Shimon, Chayev Atomite Yalev Zuz Leube, then the Hezek takes place. And he is the Mazik. Not the Mazik is not considered the Shimon himself because he complies. Why? Now, it seems that there is a way that the blessing is done within, even in the process. There seems that there is such a way. It's coming to come in the moment. Now, the Moking Sanhedrin says, Minayim sheyot zochayim, we only invest in schools, shebehapchim, suppose this Sanhedrin past was given a being, for someone that is highly, and then every month, so some members of Sanhedrin, they bethought themselves, and they realized, oh, there is one point that we missed, we didn't think of. He's really not highly. It's every month. So the way is that basically has to reconvene and mention it and reverse their own judgment. So the Mechilta says, and that's the more is a Christ in Sanhedrin, I'm going to give right. So, Minayim v'yeit say v'best n'shuhay, v'ro v'best n'shuhus, sh'seiskim estime, sh'nema v'noki v'itzachi kautara. In other words, v'noki altara. V'noki altara. V'noki altara. Minayim leit say the best in Zach, and then best in Sanhedrin realized they made a mistake. He's really high. They didn't think of a certain point on account of which he should be declared high. But best mistaken, the Sanhedrin told him, give him Psagin that he's spot. So then the aloha is that since best gave him Psagin that he's spot, even though all the members of the Sanhedrin realize they make a mistake, they're not allowed to mishpatim again. Shenema v'tzadik al tach. So tzadik means in judgment, not whether on an ideal level he is guilty or not. What does it mean tzadik? Tzadik means that he's not guilty according to the degree of best. Roshen means that he is guilty. So we learn how the Torah says v'noki al tach. And the tzaddik altar. So from v'noki altarik, so we deduce the halacha. We deduce the halacha that if Bezdin was given a din, someone will be saved. And then Bezdin realizes that they made a mistake. He's really not how we say. So Bezdin has to reverse the judgment, reconvene, and reverse the judgment, and reverse the judgment, and declare the ministry. That we learn out from the local. And then there is another altar that he first declared Satan Zaka. And then first find out that they made a mistake. They are not allowed to become him and became a enemy. Because once he was declared, he was acquitted. He remains acquitted. Because it's happy for God. So the question is this. Vishwanyadhaloche, that if a enemy was acquitted, and then Besdin realized that he made a mistake, so they cannot become a being. So you understand? That's a special Tersakosu. Without that Tersakosu, so Besdin will certainly have to become being and become a being. He will miss. So because of the Tersakosu. But the other thing seems very difficult. Why does the Mechilte have to resort to a special person? Or we knock out the ark. And if the Torah didn't say we knock out the ark, so what would I say? That if Bezdin was given an innocent person in Misei, and then they realize, before the execution took place, they realize they make a mistake. So they should go forth, they should proceed with the execution. We see also. He's innocent. How can Bezdin, why do we have to resort to a posse of knock out the ark? And if not for a posse of knock out the ark, I would say that even though the Sanhedrin finds out that they made a mistake and they declare guilty an innocent person, they should have him executed. But why? They should be watching. Why do we need a posse of Yogyakarta? And if this is not enough, so there's nothing more. And the Gemara says, we remove the Macy's. Because by Macy's, there is a Lohel Sachma that was a chazal. So we are not supposed to conjure up schusim from a Macy's. So a Macy's is just the reverse. A Macy's, the halacha is that if someone was nigmar din on a Macy's because he was Macy's, Jews love the Zoreh, he was Macy's or Madiach, Jews love the Zoreh, and then Bezdin realized this, that he wasn't high with Zoreh, he's not a nice person, but he wasn't high with Zoreh at all, there are certain halachas. And if certain prerequisites are not met, not fulfilled, so even Macy's is not high Macy. So the halacha is that once the Sanhedrin was guilty of the deen of Macy's and Macy, even if they find out later that they made a mistake, they're not supposed to reverse the judgment. And the Macy's is executed. And then suppose a Macy's was able to deen. And then the Sanhedrin acquitted him. And then they realize they made a mistake that they should be hiring me say. So they are supposed to become being and begin a business. That is. So the question is, alright, so this being that if he was acquitted and they made a mistake, so the mistake does not appear to become being, because without the expert there's a apostle. The expert there's a apostle. So we wouldn't say that without the expert apostle would be something of time. So I would say, if it's highly missing, why shouldn't they be dying again? They made a mistake, so they acquitted him. So what? Just because they made one mistake in acquitting him, so they can be done. Only because of his special apostle is something of time. So by this is that says apostle with Chapatar or it doesn't apply. But the other thing, when the Bezdin was gave a deed of a Macy's, let me say, and then the Sanhedrin did not realize the main mistake, what is it? The copy of Macy's, there is no Israel of Israel. So what is a Macy's? But if it's what our Macy's, so it's not a nice person. So what time is Bezdin have to execute it? But still the Gemara says so. So we see one thing from this Gemara, that the halacha is that when Bezdin is done someone, and if the Bezdin, in good faith, of course, if Bezdin in bad faith, he's getting a thing on the Misa, so it's the dramatic Bezdin, it's nothing. But if Bezdin in good faith is getting a thing of a person in Misa, we miss it. Because they thought that he's high Misa, and they were getting a thing, And then they find out that they made a mistake, that Mardin itself determines him, makes him who he is. Even though they made a mistake, as long as they did it in good faith. So if there hadn't been exercises of Inoki al-Tariq, so then Allah would be just very sad. But nothing that can be done. The best was given to him, he said, so that Mardin makes him who he is. So it's very sad, it's a tragedy, but it can't happen. But there is a special halacha, the Noki al-Tariq, so that imposes an obligation upon the Sanhedrin, to reconvene and reverse the judgment. So there, the reverse judgment, the new judgment, upsets the first judgment. But until it is reversed, he remains Mechuyev Nisei. Because that's the halacha of Beis Din, not the Mardin. And if this is true, so in other words, so that means, let's say, suppose Beis Din was being a dean of someone who is, and then years later, and the person was executed, and then years later, it turns out that Beis Din realized he made a mistake, he was innocent. So then I said, what's that? Of course, it's a call, but they're not considered frauds. Why? Because since they didn't find out before the execution that they made a mistake, so that means he was not made a mistake. The Mardin itself, as long as everything was going in good faith, so the Mardin itself makes him a mistake. But there is a special trasakosu, if it's possible, to avoid that, to stop the execution, so there is a halacha of Binoki al-Tariq, that they are here to reconvene and to be redone and to acquit it. So, why? Because of the special Tosafos, the Noki al-Tariq. So, the special Tosafos, the Noki al-Tariq, does not apply to Ibrahim's because of the Tosafos of Luisachme or Luisachase, Luisachme's Kasson. So, if this is true of Nifoshe, so it's Kamu Hamo Kalachemia, Bent Vishnu Kalachemia, that it is true of the Mimones. So, some sort of anyway, Taisus doesn't ask any kashi. From Donasadim. To Donasadim, there is no difficulty in Donasadim. Because by Donasadim, so, if, let's say, Ruben Shimon had the Torah before the Dalai, Shimon claimed the, Ruben claimed $1,000 from Shimon, and the diamond passed through the Shimon is higher, and then Shimon faithfully complied with the Psalmin and he paid the $1,000 to Ube, and then the Dayan found out that he made a mistake. So then we do not say that the Hezek was done. The Hezek was done, was inflicted by Shimon himself in complying with the Psalmin. There was no Hezek was done. Shimon had to pay. It's not that he didn't know. So he thought he had. Even now, when we consider it retrospectively, we have to say that Shimon was mechuyev to pay the $1,000 because the Gmardin itself imposed the obligation on him. If by process it imposed it, so certainly by Mamones. But who did the Hezek? The Dayan, because he made a mistake. So he erroneously made Shimon mechuyev. But Shimon was mechuyev. So mainly, he is the one who did the Hezek. The Hezek was not inflicted by Shimon himself, but by the Dayan. And when did the Hezek occur? Not later on. Later on, he paid it. Money that he owed. The Hezek occurred at the time of Pesach. Because then, erroneously, he made it a chuyah. Some may have the Hezek. That's why they say only as the kashi, not from Yom Sadim, but from Tiyasadim. But we didn't know it's wrong. We didn't think of me having it on class. He did not have the Roshal. Or we can't call it a Kamotsu, the Rogolove, Komsu Chachom. We can't be Komsu, so we call it a Chod, 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 a comedy in Tamil, in Tamil, in Tamil, in Tamil. So the Mitzvoshite is that neither Anandar Aisalabu, there is no distinction between Kohen and Gami. So just as Kohen is Pater, Gami is also Pater. So, but with Rabbanon, there is a distinction. So the same question arises. But the Chachamim, if the Chachamim had been saying that every Kohen is Chayav, all right, then there would be any problem. But if with Rabbanon, Mishasi Kohen, Mishasi Kohen, Mishasi Kohen, is Pater. So why is Sefer Shoreisa Shochaveh and not Satin distinguished from Shasi Kaobi Shochaveh and Chaveh and Nisan Sama Moves with the Chaveh and Pirz and Rokim Chaveh? So it was said, Uka, Kol has it come what they brought in your what they come to Chachom and come to Shomil Kolech or Kedi or Mazik or Chaveh. Yeah, I had a time when the man in the Chaveh and she knew care. The Efshea, the Bishayte, Name Kondis Rameya, Kevin Kondis, Muntam, Muntami, Echo Chayte, the Echo Maze. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph in time, we are. Book one of the last one is a lot of water. I'm not going to become a potter, I'm going to be a potter. So, this one has a new kind of 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 Yach, and it's not. He just points out the place of the death of Chaveh. That is the past and so on. He's talking about the in a hymn, kiss the regal. So I couldn't wish a dog in the time of the sources. After the people who be still come about there. Now, so that's the Washington, it's critical. Now, so, according to Pesach and the Walsh, the Mishnah is the first time I meet with Ramea, because that's starting to happen. Now, so, according to the two Mishnahs, in the Rebbe, we understand this why the Mishnah is called Mishnah is not considered Ramea. Because Mishnah is called Mishnah, what does he do? He just eliminates the matzah. But the cable doesn't break because of the Siluk. The cable breaks because of the matik of the kele from the roof. So who is the mazik? Who is really mazik? Who should be the mazik? He's not the mazik either for a different reason, because psikedire. But who should be the mazik? The one who drops the kele from the roof. But for another reason he's not the mazik, because at that time it was destined to break, because it was psikedire. But he should be the mazik. Not the simple. The Misalik is not the Mazik. He is the Mazik. The Misalik only manipulates that the one who dropped should become the Mazik now. Even though at the time of the dropping, he was not destined to be the Mazik.